Now, alter-isness, not-isness, and isness would be then the categories which can be aberrated. But remember, these are not basically aberration. They only become aberration when they go entirely beyond the ability of the person to re-recognize as-isness. When a person has lost his ability entirely to recognize as-isness, he's gone. After that, he's stuck with and only has one of the remaining three, alter-isness, not-isness, and isness, or one of the three. All three or one or two of the three, some such combination, with no as-isness left. Therefore, he gets everything persisting around him. He gets everything less and less changeable, and he goes into a dwindling spiral because he has lost his quality of as-isness. That's all he's lost. When he loses that, of course, he gets stuck with one of these other qualities or some combination of them. You see how that is. The psycho who is walking around is made well simply by touching a few walls. I mean, you have him go around and touch walls for a little while, and all of a sudden he says it's a wall. And he feels much better, and he knows he's in communication and so forth. Well, that's because he either has a case of not-isness, there are no walls, or isness, there are walls all through the room and all through my mind, and I have barriers everywhere. Or there are no barriers anywhere, which is just variations of not-isness and isness. And you've shown him that there were walls, and these were agreed-upon walls, and of course that's way upscale, because you have demonstrated to him something closer to an as-isness. Now, each one of these is a gradient scale. And you know that you can recognize poorly enough the actual as-isness of something. You know, I mean, you just draw back just a tiny bit from the as-isness of something. In other words, indulge in just a little bit alter-isness, or just a little bit not-isness, or just a little bit isness, you know, making it a little bit more, and it'll persist with great satisfactoriness. Of course, if you walk up to it and simply hit it with as-isness, it's not there anymore. You follow this very carefully because it's quite important, although the technology which we're using is elementary. We discover then that many philosophies, now beware, ding dong. You get this real carefully now. I'm only going to mention this once. And I don't want to hear anybody going off the deep end in some direction or another, mounting a horse and dashing off in some direction. Many philosophies could be adjudicated out of these four categories, and believe me, any philosophy there is has been adjudicated from these four categories. This is the make root of all philosophy, as well as all existence, and you're standing right there at the tiniest co-point between mechanics and considerations that we have so far attained.